Ken?
I will try to answer that, but I'm probably not going to answer it in the way that the question's been going. At least in my view, the reason we're looking at get ourselves more independent and in a more sustainable way in the long term, because if you think about what we all have to deal with, the cost of energy in the state of Maine is a major factor. So ocean energy or ocean wind is really looking ahead to say, can we generate our own energy in a cost-effective way so that we can enhance our economic development within the state? And if you think about if we in this region can develop and learn the technology as well as the manufacturing of floating wind turbines, the goal is to get the cost of installation down so we can compete with other forms of energy. That's the direction. So if Maine, through the university and with the companies that work with us, can develop that industry and get to be the best of the best in floating wind turbine design, deployment, and operation, the real benefit is to put Maine people in a much better economic condition, because we will be constructing and designing and having the units, as well as getting our energy costs down. Just to try to answer this, how big will it get? Sooner or later, it has to fit into the electric grid, because, you know, that we're producing electricity, so it all gets into the supply-demand balance within the New England grid, and I suppose we could go farther than that. So what we're really looking at is, can ocean energy become a very effective alternative so that we can start to displace some of our other energy sources? If we just wanted to make electricity, we know how to do that. But what we're really looking at is that source of energy to displace energy for transportation, home heating, and other sources which had not historically been supplied by electricity. That's one view. So it's a long view. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. So even though thinking of what we could do in the community is important, there is also this other larger dynamic, at least in my mind, that's putting Maine in a more advantageous position from a standpoint of developing technology as well as having cost-effective energy sources. So I'm not sure that that helped to clarify, but that's another view.
Can I ask, Brad, I think maybe he was going to add?